Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about placing a lien on a property is the best ways to claim your dues or money. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. There may have been a few incidents where you are not paid for the work done on a project. You have been given some or other reason by a construction company that you found to be absolutely vague and got hint that you will not get paid for your work. Situations like these are nothing but a nightmare for small contractors. Firstly, the small contractors do not have a significant money to pay their workers, and if at all they manage to secure the money from any of their sources, they experience hard times to meet the other operation expenses of their business. On the top of that, if they see a construction company to be defaulting on them, they can't imagine anything worse than that. In such a situation, the only thing that they can do is place a lien on the property that will disallow the company getting loans or any sort of financing on the property. You can't place a loan on any property just because you want to. For that, you have to approach the court and put forth your matter to them. Take help of a competent attorney who will guide you with the legal procedures and also will fight the case for you. Once the court acknowledges it and sees that you are owed money on the property, that will allow you to place a lien on the place. Now, once you get the lien, you also get the legal rights to sell the property and claim the due amount. Now, the kind of evidence that you can submit to the court is the invoices and material that were brought for the construction of the building in the property, or the heavy equipment that helped clear the land to improve the land, that you have rented or you own as a little-time construction company. Additionally, you can also show the bills that you were incurred for the wages that you paid to the workers. These evidence will certainly make your case strong, and you can hope that the court will rule in your favor. However, there is a time frame for placing liens. You need to place a lien within a specific period of time, or else the court will not entertain your plea. Once you get the ruling in your favor, you have to inform your debtors about it and send a copy of a notice to them. Excuse me. This will give a strong message to your debtors that you are just not letting them go, and placing a lien can bring trouble to them. They might then intend to pay you in full, and once you are paid in full, you should drop the lien by informing the court that you receive your money in full payment. Though placing a lien can work as a tool in recovering your dues, this should not be misused by you for any manner. In case you approach to the court stating that you have not received the money, whereas have been already paid, it can backfire hard on you. The court may direct the authorities to put you behind bars. Hence, any such intentions should be strictly avoided. Again, you have to give an intent to lien notice, and then a month or two later, you have to go out and put your lien on the property. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. And on this situation, always talk to a construction lawyer. They know all about the laws. Again, you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.